WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Brazos County Elections Office has finished its review of a petition drive for a public vote asking to establish a new property tax-supported community college. Elections Administrator Trudy Hancock says the results will be revealed at this morning's County Commission meeting. County Judge Dwayne Peters told WTAW News he would not release the information because he wants to tell the rest of the court before it becomes public. The Research Valley Partnership submitted the signatures 2 weeks ago following a petition campaign that started on Election Day last year. RVP Interim President Sylvia McMullen told WTAW News she had not been contacted by county officials. Recent changes to the format of Bryan City Council meetings may come to an end.
That's the desire of an organization called Bryan New Directions, whose members include City Councilman Mike Sutherland. A petition campaign has started, as first reported by the Eagle. It could have Bryan voters consider 10 changes to the city charter this November. Three of the 10 proposals involve Mayor Andrew Nelson's changes to dates and time to council meetings. The petitions include formalizing meetings on the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month. All regular and special council meetings would start no earlier than 6 p.m., and the Hear Citizens portion of the meeting would return to 6 p.m. instead of 5:30. Another proposed change would require all Bryan advisory boards, commissions, and committees have an equal number of members from each council district. And a fifth proposal calls for no one serving on more than two advisory bodies. Online at WTAW.com is a copy of the petition and a link to the Bryan New Directions website. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There's a new chairman of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents. Charles Schwartz of Houston was chosen yesterday to succeed Cliff Thomas of Victoria. Schwartz's father, Walter, whose nickname was Onion, was a former president of Blinn College. The Regents also voted on their vice chair. Elaine Mendoza of San Antonio will continue in that position. A week ago Sunday night, there was a shooting in the parking lot of a Bryan convenience store. Yesterday, the suspect turned himself into police. BPD says 18-year-old Lonnie Wayne Moore of Bryan is charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The gunfire took place during a disturbance outside the Valero Corner Store at William Joel Bryan and the freeway. Police report the 20-year-old man who was shot remains hospitalized, but he is out of the critical care unit. According to online jail records, this is Moore's seventh arrest in the last year and a half. Bond in the latest case was set at $125,000. The State Commission on Jail Standards recently made their unannounced visit to the Brazos County Jail. Sheriff Chris Kirk says they again passed the inspection with flying colors.
Our jail inspector has been with us now for several years, and he says, every time he leaves here, he said that we operate a good jail, and he's always impressed with our operations. And this was no different.
The two-day inspection is a comprehensive review. More than 170 are employed at the detention center, which has an inmate population of around 670. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 65 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. This is the time of year when rodents are flourishing. That means rats, raccoons, and mice are seeking shelter inside your home. And no matter what kind of rodents you have, ABC can create a plan to get rid of them. Close up the openings where they come in and catch any that may be in your home. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hello, I'm Mark Cuban. Join me and be among the first to add your voice to a new movement in our state. It's called OK to Say. It's a place where you can inspire others to speak up about mental health. Erasing stigma will not be easy, but we have to start somewhere. So let's start with the people of Texas. We want to hear from you. Join the movement. Add your voice. Talk openly about mental illness at oktosay.org.
OK to Say is sponsored by the Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. Brad Mitchell in here for Scott DeLucia today, and it is 6:09. Taking a look at your weather.
More clouds and sunshine today. There's the potential for an isolated shower. Temperatures anywhere from 80 to 85 later this afternoon. It'll stay partly to mostly cloudy into tonight, 65 to 70. Clouds for tomorrow, warm, 80 to 85, mostly cloudy, close to 70 tomorrow night. High pressure in the Gulf keeps the clouds in the area on Thursday, and there may be some showers and storms, highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, filling in for Brad Mitchell, who's filling in for Scott DeLucia. Coming up in sports, going to be talking Nene, by the way. He's like Cher. He only has one name, but either way, he is out for the Houston Rockets, their backup center. Hear a little bit from James Harden as well as Ryan Anderson, the guy that's supposed to be playing in place of him. By the way, the Texas A&M women's golf team is in fifth place following day one of the NCAA Columbus Regional. They only need to be in the top six in order to move on. So hopefully they can stay there. We don't know. We'll see. And the Rangers just keep on doing their thing, which is lose. So we'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
There you go. And if you're going to call the cops on someone, make sure you don't commit a worse crime than they did while the police are en route. A 36-year-old guy named Yogesh Patel owns a convenience store in Salem, New Hampshire. He called it's called Eminem Borderline Discount. Last Friday, he called police after 10 non-paying customers left their cars in his parking lot. But when the cops showed up, they ended up arresting him for vandalism. After the phone call, he and a 43-year-old employee went out to the parking lot and drilled holes into more than 20 tires on all 10 cars.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, how did he so he calls a tow company and then he gives those people a flat?
Well, he calls the cops.
He calls the cops.
Then he goes out and commits a crime.
Yeah. The cops checked the surveillance footage to prove that they did it and also found the drill that they used. Both men are facing charges for falsifying physical evidence and conspiracy to commit criminal mischief.
Wow, how stupid.
They're due in court next month.
Why wouldn't you just call the tow company, right?
Yeah, just get them out of there. Seems like an easy solution to that problem.
Together, we got a lot of info.
Mation.
But, you know, I guess he figured drilling holes in the tires would keep him from doing it to anybody else.
I mean, you know.
It's like one or two. Like, you either drill the holes and you don't call the cops and you let them come back to find the flat tires, or you call the cops and just let it go.
One or the other.
Use the drill.
One or the other.
Yeah, that's intense.
You won't believe the Mother's Day savings going on now at Brazos Valley Hyundai. Like $5,000 off 2017 Hyundai Elantras and 2017 Hyundai Tucsons. $5,000 off. You choose. Or get $7,000 off 2017 Hyundai Santa Fe Sports. $7,000 off Santa Fe Sports at Brazos Valley Hyundai. And wait for it. $9,000 off 2017 Hyundai Sonata. A brand new Hyundai Sonata for $9,000 off. We're located on the Highway 6 bypass at Briarcrest, so come see us or find your new ride first at BrazosValleyHyundai.com. Plus, you can't go wrong with the best in the business Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. We love our moms at Brazos Valley Hyundai, and we don't want you to forget yours this weekend. So save big with $5,000 off Elantras and Tucsons, $7,000 off Santa Fe Sports, and $9,000 off Sonatas. Only this weekend and only at Brazos Valley Hyundai. See for yourself at BrazosValleyHyundai.com.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to Aggies.FlashSeats.com today.
Hi, I'm Cal McNeil with the Bank and Trust. To us, your banking relationship is more than just deposits. We want to be the first place you call for your lending needs. Let your banking relationship be my priority. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Ivan Olson with the Bank and Trust. Our emphasis every day is to come to work and figure out how to say yes on loans to help this community and our customers grow. We've got the best bankers in this market. Come give us a try. Bank and Trust. Local bank. Local bankers.
There's an Orange Opportunity sales event going on now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower, high quality construction, and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months.
Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor Navasota, your authorized Kubota dealer for Grimes and Brazos counties, or online at wctractor.com.
6:14, it is May the 9th today. It's day 129, 236 of them left to go. It's National Lost Sock Memorial Day.
Hey, there we go.
Yesterday was No Sock Day, right? So now we've got Lost Sock Memorial Day.
Definitely have a lot of socks that are hiding from me right now, so I got that going for
it. You always lose that one in the dryer.
Man,
right?
I'm telling you.
It's National Teacher Appreciation Day.
Hey, there we go.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Occupational Safety and Health Professionals Day. That's pretty good. We need those people to keep things safe and healthy. Butterscotch Brownie Day.
Ooh, there we go.
I don't know if I've ever had a butterscotch before.
Me
that sounds
either.
Delicious, though.
It does. Butterscotch and brownie sound like they go together pretty well. And it's National Moscato Day, Chelsea.
Why are we always calling me out about the booze?
That's what Scott always does.
I know. No, Moscato's a little too sweet for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I bet Zach enjoys it.
I might.
I do.
I knew what it was.
It's like sparkling white wine that's really sweet.
Yeah, it's like it's what you would imagine wine would taste like if you've never had it before.
I did.
It's like sparkling white grape juice.
Oh, yeah. I love grape juice.
There you go. And we've got some birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Grace Gummer is 31. She is Meryl Streep's daughter.
Oh, okay.
She played Penny the Amazing Lizard Girl on American Horror Story.
Right.
Freak Show. Mm-hmm. So she's got... She looks like she's following her mother's footsteps there.
Right.
Audrina Partridge is turning 32 today.
Wow.
The Hills.
That's flashback.
Yeah, one of Brad's favorites.
Uh-huh. Of course, yes.
Rosario Dawson's turning 38. She's been a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. She's been recently on Daredevil, Jessica Jones, and Luke Cage.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Men in Black 2. She's been a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Andrew W.K.,
okay.
Is turning 38. Whoever
he's a weird guy,
is.
Isn't
yeah.
he? Yeah, he's that weird. I think he's a kind of a rock musician, but he does real weird, obscure kind of rock.
Yeah, so if you're into that sort of thing. Chris Diamantopoulos, I think I'm pronouncing that right. He played Mo in the Three Stooges movie, which was on the other night, and it was atrocious. But anyways, he was
in
it.
Yeah, I don't think I wasted my time with that.
Ghostface Killah. Turning 47 today, happy birthday,
Ghostface. One of Scott's favorites, yeah.
Dave Gahan is turning 55, Depeche Mode's lead singer.
Yeah.
John Corbett is turning 56, Sex in the City,
Chelsea. Oh, yeah, there we go.
He played Aiden.
Yes.
He's mm-hmm. actually a pretty good singer, believe it or not.
Oh, okay.
Sings country music, and he's married to Bo Derek, who's like, I don't know, 20 years his senior or something like
gotcha.
That. Billy Joel's turning 68 today.
Man, piano
right.
man.
Yeah. There you go.
Candace Bergen is turning 71.
Bergen, yeah.
Yeah, her too. Boston Legal Murphy Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I know who she is. I just don't know how to pronounce her name. John Ashcroft is turning 75, former attorney general. And Albert Finney is turning 81 today.
All right.
He's a British actor. He's been in a lot of stuff. He was in Aaron Brockovich is one of his, I think he was... He was her boss, but he's been in a lot of stuff, too. So that's all I've got for birthdays.
All right. Also, Steve Katz of Blood, Sweat, and Tears, 72 today. And James L. Brooks, he's a producer, and you might know him from producing The Simpsons.
Simpsons.
That's right. He's turning 77. And the late Mike Wallace would have had a birthday today had he still been around. And it is 6:18.
Bubba Dixon here at Tom Light Chevrolet. We're making this month amazing. With $9,348 in total savings on a 2017 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab, plus an extra $1,500 if you finance through GM Financial. Amazing savings are just part of the Tom Light experience you'll discover off North Earl Road Freeway in Bryan or at tomlight.com. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom White Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
44865 MSRP, less 3348 dealer discount, 6,000 factory rebates plus TT&L, ends May 31st.
Copy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Copy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades on Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
This is T. Dipple with Brenham National Bank. We are celebrating our 84th anniversary. We have remained independent because that is how we can serve our customers best. We thank our customers for all of their support over the years and are again honored to receive the Banner Press Reader's Choice Award for Favorite Bank. Brenham National Bank is here to meet all of your banking needs. If you are considering the purchase of a new home, we offer low fixed rate mortgages. If you're a small business owner, we will be your biggest champion. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank will be in your corner every step of the way. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Bluebell ice cream is a spoonful of smiles, a bowl full of celebration, and two scoops of down-home optimism. It's a birthday party's grand finale, a first date's icebreaker, and a second trimester's persistent craving. Bluebell is a soft landing from a hard day, a team celebrating a win or erasing a loss. Some say Bluebell is the best ice cream in the country.
When the right side of your brain throws a fit for chocolate, but the left side reasons for plain vanilla, satisfy your split personality with the Great Divide. Delicious Dutch chocolate ice cream on one side and original homemade vanilla on the other.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Hearn Supermarket in Hearn and Franklin Supermarket in Franklin.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details. Offer ends May 31st, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so violent protesters are now a staple at the University of California, Berkeley. Whenever any conservative speaker is set to speak on campus, newly released documents show that city leaders in Berkeley, well, they've been working hard to come up with a solution for the rioters. And the Washington Times reports the documents obtained through the Public Request Act shows that leaders discussed having, quote, empathy tents, volleyball, square dancing set up to calm the leftists preparing to riot during Ann Coulter's speech at the school. Now, Berkeley volunteer commissioner is out there saying that, you know, envision bubble singing, laughter yoga, Buddhist peace mediators, fencing with sponge noodles. Now, what do we have? No more coloring books? No more Legos? No more crayons? No therapy dogs? I mean, this is insanity. All I can say is thank God we don't have these Berkeley snowflakes in charge of battling ice.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, I want you to just stop 1 second. Think about all the great things your mother has done for you. All the things you now laugh about in retrospect. You know, think about Mother's Day this week. Again, how important it is that you remind mom that you love and appreciate all that she's done for you. Now, Mother's Day's this weekend, still time to send your mom, the moms in your life, Cherry's Berries, the biggest, juiciest, most delicious dipped strawberries in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, $19.99 plus shipping. You can double the berries right now for $10 more. You pick the delivery date. Those berries guaranteed to arrive fresh and delicious or your money back and to make your mom happy. Just go to berries, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com, berries.com. The only way to get this amazing deal in a beautiful gift box for all the moms in your life, $19.99, berries.com. Click on the microphone upper right-hand corner. Put in my last name, Hannity. Do it for all the moms in your life. This offer is not lasting long. Mother's Day is this weekend. Do it now because you're a great person.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Target is taking aim at two of its online rivals who let people order stuff online and have it delivered to them. Under Target's trial program, customers can order household essentials like laundry detergent, paper towels, and peanut butter and have the goods delivered to their homes the next day. The service is similar to Amazon Pantry and is an effort to compete with companies like Amazon and Walmart. The Target restock program is currently limited to some employees at the company's headquarters in Minneapolis. Amazon is due to unveil a new Echo speaker with a screen that will incorporate video calling capabilities, keeping the online retailer one step ahead of rivals. The new device will also allow users to make internet-based phone calls, setting the speaker up to be core to a home's communication. Facebook says it has deleted tens of thousands of accounts in Britain ahead of the June general election in a drive to battle fake news. The tech giant also took out newspaper ads in Britain's media offering advice on how to spot such stories. And that's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060 or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
627, taking a look at your weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging services. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. There's a slight chance of showers between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m. today. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 84. Coming up tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 68. Southeast wind around 10 miles an hour. And tomorrow, we're looking at a mostly cloudy day with a high near 86. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
What's a bigger risk to your health? Smoking cigarettes or being lonely? Or is the risk about the same? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories. The economic recovery we've all been waiting for is finally here. Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today at 877-93-STEEL. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000. Suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call now, 877-93-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-937-8335.
While everyone has experienced loneliness, when it's chronic, it can actually be dangerous.
We know that loneliness, even in short durations, really suppresses our immune system. And we also know that people who are chronically lonely have a 14% greater chance of dying a premature death. It literally can shave years off our lives.
Psychologist Guy Winch, author of the book Emotional First Aid.
And the problem with loneliness is that when we're lonely, we tend to develop these habits which are very self-defeating. But again, we can't see them. You know, we will find excuses not to go to the party. Well, I won't know anyone, so why go? You know, and that's because we're so raw emotionally. We don't want to expose ourselves to any kind of further rejection because we just can't tolerate it. We feel so raw already.
And even if a lonely person does go to the party,
you know, we'll park ourselves by the hummus and the vegetable dip with a scowl on our face and reaffirm that indeed no one's coming up to talk to us because we're putting out such a negative vibe. But we won't see that. We'll just reaffirm that we're, you know, no one's interested in us. And so the thing about loneliness that's hard to break is you really have to look at the self-defeating habits you probably developed.
Loneliness is a serious but often overlooked problem.
It's very self-reinforcing and it's very dangerous. Again, you know, there's one study that showed that it was literally as dangerous to our long-term health as cigarette smoking. So it's, and you know, cigarette packs come with warnings. Loneliness doesn't.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30 at 66 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. An 18-year-old Brian Mann has been arrested for the seventh time in the last year and a half. Bryan police report Lonnie Wayne Moore turned himself in yesterday on a charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Moore is accused of shooting and critically injuring a 20-year-old man a week ago Sunday night in the parking lot of the Valero Corner store at William Joel Bryan in the freeway. The victim remains hospitalized but is out of the critical care unit. Moore's bond on the new charge was set at $125,000. He is awaiting trial for, among other things, an arrest last October where he is accused of firing shots at a stranger's vehicle following an argument in the parking lot of a College Station grocery store. Voters in the city of Bryan could be considering 10 changes to the city charter this November.
An organization called Bryan New Directions has started a petition campaign. One of two names listed on the website is City Councilman Mike Sutherland. Two of the 10 items, as first reported by the Eagle, involve spending money. The group wants to create a fund from increased permit fees to address housing needs for low and moderate income residents. There would be an annual needs analysis, and money would be spent equal to 15% of the annual need for new homes and repairs to existing homes. The increased permit fees, which is the second item involving money, would be up to 5% on new homes and up to 10% on new commercial construction. One-third of the new revenue would go towards housing for low and moderate income residents. Two-thirds would go to improving Bryan's drainage and sewer systems and other city infrastructure repairs. The group is also calling for two regulations favoring owner-occupied single-family homes. One involves any application for a conditional use permit. The permit has to receive approval of 55% of property owners within 500 feet of the permit request. The second proposal would ban stealth dorms or any other housing with more than two unrelated adults in a single-family residential or planned development zone. A fifth proposal involves the future of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Any change to the property would require a public vote. Online at WTAW.com is a copy of the petition and a link to the Bryan New Directions website. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
We are supposed to find out this morning the results of the petition drive that may lead to a public vote on creating a Brazos County-based and property tax-supported community college. Today's County Commission agenda includes a presentation on how many legal signatures were collected by the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency. County Judge Dwayne Peters told WTAW News he would not release the results because he wanted to tell the rest of the court before it becomes public. And Elections Administrator Trudy Hancock, who was in charge of reviewing the petitions, said she would not reveal the results ahead of the commission meeting. RVP Interim President Sylvia McMullen told WTAW News she has not been contacted by county officials. A Longhorn with ties to Blinn College is the new chairman of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents. Charles Schwartz of Houston was elected yesterday to succeed Cliff Thomas of Victoria. Continuing as vice chair is Elaine Mendoza of San Antonio. Schwartz grew up in Brenham, where his late father Walter, also known as Onion, was Blinn's president from 1984 to 1994. The Brazos County Jail has again passed a surprise state jail inspection. Sheriff Chris Kirk says that's eight straight years for the newest portion of the detention center.
It is gratifying to know that our inspector
found very little to even comment on. And the few comments we got, you know, we were actually able to fix. One was a plumbing problem. Another was a loose bunk. We fixed that while he was here.
In the end, the sheriff compliments the more than 170 employees who work at the jail and are reviewed by the inspector for 2 days.
Like when they set off the fire alarm, they actually smoke up a cell and with a smoke bomb, and it sets off the fire alarm, and our officers have to grab their air packs and the hoses and respond in a timely fashion. And, you know, he's got a stopwatch, and so we pass that with flying colors.
Kirk says he has a person whose job is to keep up with compliance issues. And the new owner of Gander Mountain Stores is using his personal Twitter account to answer questions and provide updated information to customers, vendors, and the media on the future of the retail chain. Marcus Lamonis of Camping World says liquidators are in control of Gander Mountain's website through May 18th. Lamonis announced the College Station location will remain open with new inventory. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 66 degrees. Our text line is open. We'd love to hear from you at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Bubba Dixon here at Tom Light Chevrolet. We're making this month amazing. With $9,348 in total savings on a 2017 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab, plus an extra $1,500 if you finance through GM Financial. Amazing savings are just part of the Tom Light experience you'll discover off North Earl Road Freeway in Bryan or at TomLight.com. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
44,865 MSRP, less 3348 dealer discount, 6,000 factory rebates plus TT&L, ends May 31st.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Station, Zwerneman Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you're driving, the reflectors on the roadway are white. But did you know they'll shine bright red if you're driving the wrong way? That's a sight you'll never want to see. Wrong-way driving usually occurs at night when drivers are tired, have been drinking alcohol, or when visibility is limited. Don't be a wrong-way driver. Pay attention to road signs and never drink and drive. Because there's no right way to be a wrong-way driver. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
6:38 in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Taking a look at your weather, it's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof, the world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. There's the potential for a passing shower at some point. Highs today 80 to 85. We'll have clouds overnight, very mild, 65 to 70. Clouds will linger across the area tomorrow, highs anywhere from 80 to 85. More clouds tomorrow night, lows are going to be near 70 degrees. During Thursday, we'll have clouds, could see some showers and storms, highs Thursday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the Aggie women's golf team is looking to make their state towards the NCAA championship. They're currently in fifth place in the NCAA regional. They'll be looking to solidify that or at least a top six showing. Round two is set to get underway today at 7:24. The Rockets are whipping, but they are not going to be nay-naying. Nene is out. He sustained a season-ending muscle tear in his left thigh. However, Game 5 is slated for tonight in San Antonio between the Rockets and the Spurs. Golden State with a big sweep over Utah last night. And the Texas Rangers just can't seem to buy a win of late. We'll talk about that more coming up in sports.
All right. And as Scott would say, the leader of the free world.
Trump tweets.
He's been busy, right?
He has. Obviously, there's been a lot of drama around this whole Michael Flynn saga.
Yes.
And so he tweeted yesterday, General Flynn was given the highest security clearance by the Obama administration. But the fake news seldom likes talking about that. And then he continued a few hours later, ask Sally Yates under oath if she knows how classified information got into the newspapers soon after she explained it to WH Council. Just calling people out left
and
right.
Yeah, he is.
Director Clapper reiterated what everybody, including the fake media, already knows. There is no evidence of collusion with Russia and Trump.
No evidence.
Sally Yates made the fake media extremely unhappy today. She said nothing but old news. And he continues with, the Russia-Trump collusion story is a total hoax. When will this taxpayer-funded charade end?
Wow.
And then finally ends the rant, we could call it. Biggest story today between Clapper and Yates is on surveillance. Why doesn't the media report on this? Hashtag fake news.
Wow. He has certainly been busy today.
Yep.
Or rather, was that all this morning?
No, yesterday. So those were all. He has actually not tweeted this morning, but those all started yesterday about this time all the way through like mid-afternoon.
Wow. Well, the fact that he hasn't tweeted this morning in and of itself is kind of surprising.
Mm-hmm.
Got those fingers going. Baby.
Yeah.
Got him going.
Well, it definitely was quite a scene on Capitol Hill yesterday whenever former acting Attorney General Sally Yates said that she warned the White House that former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn created a, quote, compromised situation and could have been blackmailed. Appearing at a state judiciary committee hearing, she said, quote, we weren't the only ones who knew all of this. Okay, well.
Have other people know.
Yeah.
The Russians.
We got John Decker from Fox. He's got a little bit more. Well, he does have a little bit more.
The White House confirms that former President Obama warned President Trump not to hire retired General Michael Flynn as his national security advisor. But White House spokesman Sean Spicer said that the onus should have been on the Obama administration to yank Mike Flynn's security clearance.
So if President Obama or anyone else, frankly, in the government was concerned, the question should be asked, what did they do? And if nothing, then why not if they really truly were concerned?
Although Flynn got his top-level security clearance renewed in January 2016, he should have received a far more thorough vetting in advance of his becoming President Trump's national security advisor. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
So Spicer went on to say that Obama, of course, has to put his two cents in, but Spicer said that Obama told President Trump, made it clear to him that he was, quote, not exactly a fan, so.
Obama.
Of Michael Flynn.
Obama.
Yeah, Spicer's comments confirm multiple media reports detailing that that very discussion between both men in the Oval Office after the 2016 election. However, Spicer also countered that Trump officials used the Obama administration's approval of Flynn's security clearance in hiring him. He said, the question that you have to ask yourself really is, if President Obama was truly concerned about General Flynn, why didn't he suspend General Flynn's security clearance?
Right.
That's a pretty good question.
Yeah.
Of course, adding to even more confusion about the situation, NBC News reports that former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn never completed the required background check with the CIA for his position.
Does that even happen, though?
I have no idea. Flynn already had a security clearance from the Defense Intelligence Agency, so that might be why. It was renewed in April 2016, but when he became the National Security Advisor in January, he was required to fill out a new security clearance form to be vetted by the CIA and the FBI. NBC says the background check was not completed before Flynn's resignation in February. So that's not good. That doesn't look real good.
My whole take on this, though, I mean,
let's hear it, Zach.
I hate it when people pass the buck.
Right.
I mean, nobody wants to take responsibility, well,
everyone,
obviously, because
of course.
To politics.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's why I hate politics for the most part. It's just because
this
nobody
segment sucks.
Nobody is willing to own up to it. And look, people hated it whenever Obama was mentioning Bush for reasons. I mean, you know, well, the previous administration, you know, 8 years later, it's like, all right, you've been in office for 8 years. I think you can stop blaming George W. Bush for every single problem in your administration. Mm-hmm. And granted, it's still early on in Donald Trump's. And I'm not saying that there's not some after effect from the 8 years that Obama might have been in that is influencing what's going on right now.
There is a certain amount of time that it takes to fix, you could say, certain
precisely
issues.
or screw up.
Or make it worse.
And to be completely honest, I mean, let's not fool ourselves here. There have been things that have been put in place by every president prior to Trump that are still affecting us today.
True. Good point.
At some point, he might say, well, it's Bush's fault for this. Or, you know, Obama could have said Clinton's doing this. But they're not going to do that against their own party. They're going to go right back to the guy beforehand and put the blame on him.
Of course, Trump is, you know, happy with what Andrew Jackson put in place.
exactly.
All those years
back
ago.
Back in the day.
So, yeah.
Well, if you want to look at something a little bit better in politics, well, I wouldn't say better, but maybe a little more entertaining. Yesterday, Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey signed a bunch of bills into law, including one inspired by Snooki.
Oh my gosh.
Jersey Shore, the bill limits how much money state universities can pay speakers, putting a $10,000 cap on the amount of state money that can be spent. Snooki.
Were people paying Snooki?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Oh, yeah. She picked up a cool $32,000 from student fees to speak at a 2011 Rutgers University event.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And Stephen,
why?
Stephen Van Zandt's going to be getting $35,000 to speak at Rutgers commencement on Sunday. The university says the money they're paying Van Zandt is coming from their beverage contract. So
Jersey Shore and The Sopranos.
Yeah.
We got it all covered.
Why
there
did they
in
want
Jersey.
To hear from Snooki? I'm so confused.
You know, she's
Rutgers
so successful.
Rutgers is like a pretty, like, upstanding university, too.
Did Snooki go to college?
I have no idea.
I have a very hard time believing that she did.
But regardless, I mean, I guess, like, she went from reality TV star, if you want a star, very loose term.
Professional wrestler now, by the way.
Is she really?
Well, I mean, she's been on WWE. Oh. She hasn't really done
but
anything.
You know, she got pregnant and she had a child and she really turned her life around. So I guess maybe that's where, you know, a motivational speaker of sorts.
The only reason she turned her life around is because she got that stupid show.
Yeah.
And well, but hey, kudos to her for not blowing it all on fancy stuff.
She's gonna stand up there and she's gonna say, if you just follow your dreams and be awful like you always are, you can
if
be
you
a
use
star
too
just
much
like
spray
me.
Tanner, then
then there you go.
Jim Tan Laundry all day.
Yep, GTL.
647.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, May 13th, it's cattle handling technologies and techniques. What to do, how to do it, equipment needed, and handling techniques. They all go together to be successful, and you can learn about them this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
There is hardly a fruit crop in Texas that can measure up to the regular productivity of blackberries. Given proper care at planting and just a little attention after that, they will out-yield almost any other plant you'd care to try. Blackberries are proven and prolific in Texas. I'll be back with details after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I don't put it on sale very often, but now it's only $29.95 plus tax and postage, regular $31.95. It's not on Amazon. It's not in stores. It's not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. That's the one with the cowboy boots. That's the one you'll find in the stores and on Amazon. This is the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. Every book goes out of my office. Every book goes out signed, satisfaction guaranteed. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published the book so I could have the book you always wanted. Remember, for a very limited time, I overbought. We took too many to our house. $29.95 plus tax and postage, satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com, NeilSperry.com, or call during the week 800-752-GROW.
If you want to succeed with BlackBerry, start with a suitable site. BlackBerries need full sun to do their very best, at a minimum 8 or 10 hours of sunlight daily. The location should be well drained and the soil should be deep. Sandy soils are ideal, but BlackBerries are so eager to grow that they'll thrive even in native Texas clays. You may want to raise the planting bed to ensure adequate drainage, especially in the eastern half of the state in South Texas. As you're working the soil, till in a 3 to 4 inch layer of organic matter such as peat moss, shredded bark, rotted compost, or processed manure. There are several good varieties of blackberries on the market. The most commonly planted types in Texas over many, many years have been Brazos. Brazos is a wonderful variety. Navajo and Arapaho are two thornless varieties, and Kiowa is absolutely outstanding. As opposed to trailing blackberries, dewberries that is, all of the ones I mentioned are erect plants, growing to 3 or 4, maybe 5 feet tall, sprawling 4 to 6 feet wide. You'll be able to obtain blackberries during the winter, either as root cuttings or as transplants from root sprouts. Some nurserymen grow them in 1 or 2 gallon containers and offer them in the spring. You want to plant them 4 feet apart in their rows, with the rows 6 to 8 feet apart for easiest access. Blackberries produce their flowers and fruit on growth made the preceding year, and for that reason you'll get no fruit the first year you have blackberries planted. Once they bear fruit on a given cane, that cane will never bear fruit again. That's why it's so important that you remove the canes completely once they've borne fruit in early summer. All of the ones that had fruit come clear back to the ground, encouraging the current season's growth to take their place. You may also want to tip prune that new growth. It'll come up awfully vigorous, and if you take the tips out at 3 to 4 feet, that will encourage side branching. And those short lateral side shoots bear fruit the next year. Water blackberries regularly, particularly as the fruit is enlarging and as the plants are growing most actively. Drip irrigation lines work quite well, putting the water around the plant's crowns where it's needed the most. Conserve available moisture and retard the development of weeds at the same time by mulching your plants heavily. Fertilize blackberries with a complete and balanced analysis plant food. However, if you're in a clay soil, soil tests may show that you need all nitrogen. And that's a good thing. Blackberries are great. I'm Neil Sperry. Make the most of your patio. I'll help you in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:51. Texas A&M women's golf is in fifth place following day one of the NCAA Columbus Regional. The Aggies shot a total of 308 at Ohio State's Scarlet Course, with Maddie Zarek leading the way with a 73. Now that's good enough for a tie for fourth place. The second round of play gets underway this morning at 7:24. Texas A&M swimmers lowered a trio of Mexican national records at the Arena Pro Swim Series at Atlanta last weekend. Sophomore Monica Gonzalez-Hermosillo set the Mexican record in the women's 200-meter IM. Junior Mororo Castillo lowered the men's 200-meter breaststroke, and sophomore Angel Martinez took down the men's 200 IM record. So congratulations to everybody. Some SEC news. Arkansas running back Raleigh Williams III says he'll stop playing football after a most recent injury scare that came after he broke his neck in a game a year and a half ago. Williams, who was third in the SEC with 1,360 yards rushing last year, suffered what Coach Brett Bielema called a stinger during the team's final spring practice a week ago. By the way, he ran for 79 yards and a touchdown against the Aggs last season. Houston Rockets backup center Nene has sustained a season-ending muscle tear in his left thigh. Nene was injured in the first quarter of Houston's 125-104 win over the San Antonio Spurs in the Western Conference semifinal Sunday night. He did not return. James Harden says it's a tough break, but it gives other guys the chance to get an opportunity.
Yeah, it's tough to see Nene, you know, go down. You know, it's a big part of what we do, especially, you know, all year long. Guys have to step up. Opportunity for guys to, you know, play big minutes. So other guys like Montrez, who hasn't really played, you know, might get some opportunity. So whoever it is, we've got to try to fulfill that role.
Now, Nene is a 15-year veteran in his first season with the Rockets. This postseason, he's averaged 10 points and 4.7 rebounds, so he will be missed. Now, one of the men who will be asked to fill his void is Ryan Anderson, who's no stranger to the center position.
You know, I've done it through my career. I mean, obviously, I'm not a very conventional five-man, but it also makes it difficult for the other team to figure out how to guard us. with pick and pops or if I'm rolling to the basket or whatever it is, our ability to run, we need to use those opportunities to our advantage, I think.
We'll see how well Anderson does tonight when the Rockets pay a visit to the Spurs in San Antonio. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. We'll make it a sweep for the Warriors. Golden State downed Utah 121-95 last night to advance to the Western Conference Finals for the third year in a row. Stephen Curry had 30 points for the Dubs, who have now won a franchise record 7 consecutive playoff games. Well, the hits keep coming for the Rangers. It's just not on offense. Texas fell to the San Diego Padres 5-1 last night, its third loss in a row. The Rangers' bat struck out 13 times during the game. Skipper Jeff Banister says his team must be more selective at the plate.
Look, we've got to be able to either not miss our pitch or put some of those breaking balls in play. There's times that you got to sit on it, drive the ball back through the middle, but it's the soft contact on the pull side that's really the problematic, the pop-ups on fastballs up out of the zone. We've got to be a little more selective at the plate. Stay away from or limit the number of strikeouts. Can't go out of the strike zone to really chase pitches. So it's been a tough situation for all of our hitters. I think 1 through 9 have been challenged. We've got to find a way to turn this thing around.
The Rangers will get a chance to redeem themselves this afternoon when they visit the Padres again at 2:40. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. The first-place Houston Astros are back in action this evening as they welcome interleague foe Atlanta to town. Charlie Morton is set to make the start for the Stros, while ageless wonder Bartolo Colon goes for the Braves. First pitch is at 7:10 at Minute Maid. And out on the ice, the Washington Capitals have forced a seventh and deciding game against Pittsburgh following a 5-2 win over the Penguins last night. Meanwhile, the Ottawa Senators will look to dispatch in the New York Rangers when the two meet up for Game 6 this evening at 6:30. And that's been your morning sports update. On News Talk 1620, WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Hey friends, don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors. This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place to stay indoors because of mosquitoes. And mosquitoes aren't just a nuisance, they're a health risk. The proven ABC mosquito misting system automatically sprays insecticide at preset times or on demand and kills mosquitoes in all parts of your yard. For mosquito misting, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best in the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Earl, what are you doing?
I'm trying to set up these old cast iron bathtubs I found in the junkyard for me and my old lady, you know, like you see in them romance and pill commercials.
But those cast iron bathtubs look brand new. What did you do to them after you left the junkyard?
Well, I took your advice, took them down to Tax Bracket Schnauzer Loafing to have them powder coated.
You mean Jackrabbit powder coating?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Earl, let's just hope your romance game is stronger than your listening one. Next time, don't forget, it's Jackrabbit powder coating, a company worth remembering.
Take 5 Oil Change, the fastest oil change on the planet. Let Take 5 help you get your car ready for spring travel with a Castrol GTX oil change. At Take 5, you stay in your car and enjoy a complimentary beverage while their certified technicians change your oil filter, check all vital fluids, adjust your tire pressure, and wash your window in just minutes. Stop by anytime for a free fluid or tire pressure check. For the location near you, visit take5oilchange.com. Take 5 Oil Change. They change your oil, not your schedule.
All you gotta do is Take 5. Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Hold on to everything.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's time to celebrate our local environmental heroes at the Keep Brazos Beautiful Annual Awards Luncheon. Join us as we honor the efforts of individuals and organizations that have made a positive impact on our environment and learn about the economic impact of beautification from keynote speaker Jeffrey Booth of the Texas A&M College of Architecture. The Keep Brazos Beautiful Awards Luncheon is Wednesday, May 17th at the Hilton College Station. For information on ticket sales or to sponsor a table, visit keepbrazosbeautiful.org.
Taking a look at your weather, there's a slight chance of showers between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m. Also, coming up tonight's going to be mostly cloudy with a low around 68. It's 64 right now, and tomorrow it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 86. Coming up later on in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll be talking to State Senator Charles Schortner. And also coming up, did you know Neiman Marcus is selling pre-destroyed shoes? That's right, we'll tell you more about that. Coming up, the first in news, weather, and sports. It's News Talk 1620 WTAW, College Station, Bryan.